The epistle for the fourth Sunday in Advent is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Brethren, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day, but neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet am I not hereby justified, that he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise from God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother tetrarch of Etruria, and of the country of Trachonites, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priest Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Please be seated. And he came in all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sin. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this last Sunday of Advent, as we prepare then for Christmas, it's just 2 days away for us, today and tomorrow, before we have this great feast of Christmas, that the liturgy we see in today's Mass, that it kind of ties in all that we've seen in the previous Sundays. We have the prophet Isaiah. We have, obviously, St. John the Baptist, the reference to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we have all of these different references that are brought together in this one Mass. And yes, we also have St. John the Baptist reminding them, preaching to them about the baptism of penance for the remission of sin. So yes, it's another way for us to try to consider and to think about what the Church is reminding us of. Previous years, we've talked about the different voices. Obviously, St. John the Baptist being this voice crying out in the wilderness. The voice that God gives to us at the different times of our lives, trying to help us to hear and to understand. But we see very clearly, St. John the Baptist is telling them that they must do penance. Do penance because the kingdom of God is at hand. Their salvation is coming. And that is why, yes, we say in the Mass, you know, come Lord, do not delay. We've come so close now to the feast that, yes, we are asking for Almighty God to come. We're asking for our Lord to come. And hopefully we have spent this time wisely. But then to reflect and to think about this idea of penance. Learn the lesson of penance. That yes, maybe we haven't had a great opportunity. We haven't spent our Advent well. But it's so good for us to consider and see what the mind of the Church is. I'd mention it is fitting that on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, they were Ember Days, traditionally days of fast and abstinence. But not only as it prepares us for the season that is to come, the winter season, but truly for us, we can look at it in terms of a preparation for this great feast, that we prepare our soul for that, because that is the purpose. I mean, when we look at doing penance, I mean, obviously, when we come from confession, we have a penance that is given to us to prepare for the sins that we have fallen into, to try to equate the sins and then doing something in reparation for that, so that they're therefore wiped out. And so, yes, we have that understanding of this debt that we owe to God because of our sins that we're trying to wipe out. Then also we have the understanding and the idea of doing penance, that we are trying to save off the wrath of God. And that is why in this, especially in our times today, this call for penance that Our Lady of Fatima in 1917 had called the children to, but then obviously all Catholics, all of us to think about. Doing penance in order to try to hold off the wrath of God, His hand, from striking all of us. Striking us with the chastisements that we deserve because of the world that we live in. There's more to it than just that. That yes, it is to pay for our debts. It is to try to hold off the wrath of God. But it's something that we learn from Advent, from the lesson of St. John the Baptist, that the idea and the understanding for us to do penance is to have a closer union with our Lord, to prepare ourselves for that. And so that is what we understand by St. John the Baptist reminding the people, do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand. God comes. And so therefore, then you have to, by your penances, by the sacrifices that either you chose, or we can say that God chose for us, during this time period of Advent, that it gives us a proper receptacle to receive the graces from God. Because then again, that is the understanding of why we do penance. Yes, it is for this greater and this closer union with God. It is to help us to receive these graces from God. Because one, by the penances, by the sacrifices that we make, we are emptying of ourselves. We are trying to ensure that then God can find a place. Just as with the Feast of Christmas, we saw when He came into the world, there was no proper place for Him to lay His head. And so we can say that analogy also exists in our souls. How often that we have our own concerns, our own worries, our own maybe even sins that tie up and do not allow then our Lord to come. And so that is the understanding, that is the idea why the Church gives to us the encouragement to do penance. But then also to understand that we can see and realize that Almighty God sometimes sends the penances our way. And these are the things, the crosses, the trials that we undergo to help us to understand, one, that we are just pilgrims in this life. That is why our Lord had said, my kingdom is not of this world. It is the renouncement of, then, this world. To help us, then, to receive these graces from God. And so, yes, we choose our own penances, but then sometimes God chooses things for us. Obviously, we've had a lot of sickness in the parish. We can even look at that in terms of, it is a penance during this time period. The sufferings that we go, we don't feel better. We're still suffering from it. That these are different crosses and trials that God sends to us to prepare our soul for that. And maybe we have a hard time in understanding that because we feel like maybe our Advent was wasted because we are so sick we couldn't do anything. But maybe that is what God determined for us as the best means, the best way for us to spend this time period. Yes, suffering, but is also to help us to understand that He chooses the things for us, that He seems best, that we don't understand it, we don't maybe desire it, but then it gives to us the understanding that being reliant upon the will of God, it helps us then to accept the different crosses and trials as they come. So that gives to us the understanding of when we do penances, it is a self-denial. It is a denial of oneself in the desires that we have, and that's why we do penances. That's why we don't accept things for ourselves, so we sacrifice things from us, things that we want, things that we desire. things in of themselves that may not be sinful by any means, but we deny ourselves that. Because we want to try to show to God that we are willing to accept the things coming from Him. And so that is, we can say, then a first step in understanding the idea of penance. That we try to accept the things coming from God. Because truly we see that God knows what is best for us. We see that God understands what He wants to give to us. So as I say, yes, with all the sicknesses we've had in this parish, these struggles, then to try to accept these things in patience. Being patiently to accept things coming from the hand of God. And yes, we can also take on different penances that we think that would be good for our soul. But always to be open and receptive to the will of God. I mean, we see with our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the true model of that. He accepted everything coming from the hand of Almighty God. From His Father, the will of His Father. Meaning to the point of accepting the cross. It says in sacred scripture, having joy set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame. This that was given to Him, the ignominious death on the cross. You know, He accepted that. He accepted that whole thing. It was because, it was claimed, He made Himself a king. And that all we have to see is that the King will come at Christmas time. We understand that, obviously, through the three wise men when they come and bear their gifts. Kings of this world, but yet they see the true King, and that is why they bring their gifts. And so He is this King, and yet He had to suffer this ignominious death on the cross because it was the will of the Father. And His accepting of that. And so, truly for us to look to our Lord as an example. To see our Lord, and therefore to be, He is this model to us. And so that must be our plan, to follow the example that He gives to us. And so these are the things that we have to try to understand, to try to think about. And yes, we only have the 2 days left. But it's to help us to grasp what is the meaning behind penance. What is the understanding that it gives to us? Why do we take on penances? Why do we offer these things to God? And time again, in understanding that penance is not just for Advent or Lent. It is something if we have a true understanding of. It is something that we offer to Almighty God at different points in our life, to gain graces, to fight temptations. And I think that's one of the most important things that we can try to understand. This world around us is full of temptations, full of trials for us. And yet, a lot of times, we're like St. Paul. We just ask for all of them to be taken away. Because one, we want to serve God. Yes, we have that good intention. And so we would prefer that they just stay away from us, that we don't have to undergo them, we don't have to go through them. But yet, our Lord probably says to all of us, that as He said to St. Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. God's grace is sufficient for us to handle the crosses and trials, the temptations that we undergo. But it also requires from us to work along with that grace. It requires from us to understand. If we're undergoing temptations, we have to do something about that. One, to stay away from occasions of sin. To cut ourselves off from certain things that, yes, will cause us to fall into sin. I mean, that is the idea of self-denial, of penance, of making sure that we stay away from these things. And as I say, that is something that encompasses our daily life. Temptations, trials, all of these things we undergo. But do we understand that? Do we realize the idea and the sense of penance? Or as I say, do we just look at it in terms of, well, it's Advent or Lent, that's the only time that I do anything? So that is why, even though we can look at it in just 2 days before Christmas, the summing up of the whole idea and the understanding of what Advent means to us, what is this time period supposed to mean for us? We may say, well, that's a little late to think about it now. But as I say, it's something that carries over into our daily lives. I mean, the more that we have that understanding and the idea and the sense of sacrificing, of giving up, of denying of oneself, and they don't have to be huge things. They don't have to be something that, you know, we're living on bread and water for the rest of our life. That is not what God is asking from us. But He does ask from us to deny oneself. But if we constantly live our lives pampering ourselves, giving in to whatever we want, whatever we desire, well, no wonder then we suffer temptations. No wonder then we have all of these things. And so it's good for us to contemplate and to think about. St. Philip Neri had said, a life of perfection is a life of toil. Toil completely gives us the understanding of laboring, working through. And that's what he calls a life of perfection, is the toils that we have. And yes, through the toiling that we have in this life, it can be very tiring. But when we look at the end result that is given to us, it makes it all worth it. It helps us to put things in perspective. And so that is why, yes, we can sum up this time period of Advent in this Sunday, of looking at what the prophets had said about our Lord. We look at the example of St. John the Baptist and what he tried preaching at that time. Do penance, the kingdom of God is at hand. Your salvation is near to you. And as I said, yet he was this voice crying out in the wilderness. Most of the people, I would say, did not even listen to him. And that is why St. John the Baptist, that he went out and did penance himself, lived a very hard life. Because he wanted to, one, be prepared for the mission that God gave to him. But then two, understanding and realizing that that is the receptacle to the graces of God, one that is emptied of oneself. And so that is the lessons that are given to us to help us to kind of wean ourselves off of the transitory things, the fleeting things of this life, but then also to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord. I mean, that is why St. John the Baptist has said, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight that path, because he is coming to you. And so truly let us say, as the liturgy, come, Lord, and delay not. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.